This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called God's Amazing Promises. In these lessons, you'll learn about some of the most significant promises that God has made to you. And these promises aren't empty. They're the key to renewed life, peace of mind, and hope for the future. Now, you may or may not know this, but today is Giving Tuesday, a global day dedicated to giving back. We're excited to let you know that a generous friend of Daily Hope has stepped forward with a special $25,000 Giving Tuesday matching grant. That means every dollar sent in will be matched up to $25,000. Time is of the essence, because we'll lose any part of the Giving Tuesday grant that isn't matched by midnight tonight. So please, contact Daily Hope now to double your gift up to $25,000. You can give online at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Or just by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called God's Promises About Giving.
And I want to begin by telling you that the words promise and promises are actually used over 1,000 times in different English translations of the scripture. One scholar did a study and he counted over 8,000 different promises of God in the Bible. The Bible tells us that God is a promise-making and a promise-keeping God. He makes promises in the Bible to literally everybody. Now, God's promises are like a divine insurance policy. And in an insurance policy, when you know what's covered, then you don't sweat it when that circumstance happens in your life or that illness or that accident. When you know what's covered in the policy, you relax. On the other hand, if you don't know what's covered in the insurance policy, if you're ignorant of it, you worry. And one of the problems that we have today is people don't know the promises of God, so they spend a lot of time worrying. Today, we're going to begin a new series that I'm calling God's Amazing Promises. And each week, we're going to look at a different set of God's promises to you. We'll look at promises of God's help, promises of wisdom, of power, promises of forgiveness and guidance, promises of salvation and blessing and heaven, promises of guidance and salvation, of success, of victory, and many, many other benefits. You can't afford to miss this series on God's amazing promises. Now, I want to begin the series by explaining three fundamental facts about the promises of God. The first one is this: God wants me to build my life on His promises. God doesn't want you to live a life built on petty rules. He wants you to live a life built on great promises. And we're going to look at many of these 8,000 promises in God's word to you, God's insurance policy to you. Number two, God makes two kinds of promises in Scripture. And we're going to look at both. First, He makes unconditional promises, and then He makes conditional promises. The unconditional promises, there are no strings attached. And no matter what you do, when God promises something unconditionally, it's going to happen. For instance, God has made an unconditional promise about the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's not going to be dependent on anything that you or I do. That's an unconditional promise, and we'll look at many of those. But God also makes conditional promises. And these promises are based on your faith and your obedience. And God says, if you do this, then I will do this. It's not automatic. These promises aren't automatically yours. You have to meet a requirement or a circumstance or a condition. And if you don't meet that requirement, then you forfeit the promise. In other words, there's a premise to every promise that's conditional. And we'll look at what some of those conditions are. Now, the third thing I want to say about God's promises is that God makes promises for us for two different reasons. The first reason God gives us all these 8,000 promises in the Bible is to teach us to trust Him in difficult times. To teach us to trust Him in difficult times. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 50, when I'm hurting, I find comfort in your promises that lead to life. You know, if you weren't in ever bad circumstances, you wouldn't need the promises of God. If everything went great in your life, you wouldn't need the promises of God. Psalm 119:114 says this, "You, God, you're my refuge and shield, and your promises are my only source of hope." So, as I said, if things always went great in your life and if everything always looked great, you wouldn't need any promises. It's when the situation looks hopeless, that's when you need a promise of God. It's when situations seem like they're all falling apart, that's when you need a promise of God. So God first gives us promises to help us get us through the tough times in life, the difficult times, the times when we're hurting, or it just looks like maybe he's not even around. We hold on to his promises. The second reason God gives us promises is to make us more like him. We've talked about this many times, that God's number one goal in your life is to make you like Jesus. One of the ways that he does that is through the promises in this book. The Bible says that God, Second Peter chapter 1, verse 4, God has made great and marvelous promises so that his nature would become part of us. Look at that verse again. God has made great and marvelous promises. Okay, all of these promises are in the Bible. So that, here's the reason, his nature would become part of us. The more you trust in God's promises, the more it's going to change your life. That's where we're going to do the series on God's amazing promises. You grow more like Jesus through God's promises. In fact, I'll just be real frank. You can't become like Jesus without trusting God's promises. The Bible tells us that God works in our lives through promises. Now, let me give you a quiz. Can you guess what subject in the Bible God makes more promises about than anything else? Can you guess what subject in the Bible God makes more promises about than anything else? It's not faith. It's not prayer. It's not love. It's not patience. It may surprise you that God makes more promises in the Bible about generosity or giving than anything else. Now, why is that? Why does God make more promises about being generous and being giving? There's a couple reasons. First, because God is generous and he wants us to become like him. God wants his children to take on his qualities. Everything we have in life is because of the generosity and grace and giving of God. In John chapter 1, verse 16, I love this in the Message paraphrase. Look up on the screen. It says, "We live off his generous bounty, gift after gift after gift." Everything you and I have in life is because of God's generosity. So God just wants us to become like him. He wants his children to be like father, like son, like father, like daughter. Second reason God wants us to learn generosity is because giving is hard. And the reason giving is hard is because it challenges our selfishness. I don't want to give anything to anybody else or to God. I want to spend it all on me. So it's hard. So God gives rewards for us learning to be like him. God is a generous God. Everything you have in life is because of the generosity of God, and he wants us to become like him. So to kick off this series on God's amazing promises, we're going to start with the most frequent promises in the Bible, the promises about generosity. In fact, there are so many of them, we couldn't possibly cover the hundreds and hundreds of promises about this. So I've just picked out 9 categories. That's all we have time for. We're going to have to go through this fairly quickly anyway. But let me give you 9 rewards that God promises to me and promises to you if we learn to be generous with our money, right? Let's look at 9 different rewards that God promises to us if we learn to be generous with our money. As I said, I could give you hundreds of promises about generosity, but we only have time for these 9. We're going to go through them pretty quickly. All right, so write these down fast. Number 1, God promises good things will happen to me when I'm generous, when I learn to give like God gives. God promises that good things will happen to me. Psalm 112, verse 5 says, good will come to him who is generous. Good things come to him who is generous. Proverbs 22, verse 9, generous people will be blessed. That's a promise of God. So if you want God's blessing in your life and you want God's goodness in your life and you want good things to happen to you, the Bible says giving generosity unlocks the key. God promises that good things will happen to me when I'm generous. Number two, God promises my children will be blessed if I learn how to give like God gives. That's covered in Psalm 37, verse 26. It says there in the NIV translation, the godly are always generous. That's a mark of godliness. If you're not generous, you're not godly, because God is generous. The godly are always generous, and notice, their children will be blessed. When you learn to be generous, when you learn to give the way God gives, that blessing not only blesses you now, good comes into your life, but God says it gets passed on to the next generation.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com. You might not know that today is Giving Tuesday, a global day dedicated to giving back. Well, we're excited to let you know that a generous friend of Daily Hope has stepped forward with a special $25,000 Giving Tuesday matching grant. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. On this day, Giving Tuesday, we have a generous supporter of Daily Hope who has said that they will match all of the gifts that come in today, that come in today by midnight. There's a little urgency to this because if you give it tomorrow, it's not going to be on the matching, but today is Giving Tuesday, National Giving Tuesday. Now, you know that this ministry is 100% listener funded. I don't take any salary from this. I serve this for free. And this ministry serves not just America, but literally all around the world. And we're trying to go to the last and the least and the lost and refugee camps. You've been hearing about this if you've been listening to Daily Hope. But when you give today, your gift will be doubled. But you've got to give it by midnight tonight. Now, as I've said many, many times, I only want you to give if you feel led to give by God. If God tells you to give, give. If you don't worry about it. And never give out of pressure. But giving out of pressure and giving out of urgency are two different things. And your gift will mean more today if you're able to do that. So can you take 5 minutes and go online to PastorRick.com and make a gift, knowing that on this particular day, everything you give will be doubled. It will be met by a matching gift.
Now, time is of the essence because, well, we'll lose any part of the $25,000 Giving Tuesday matching grant that isn't matched by midnight tonight. So please contact Daily Hope now to double your gift. Call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or you can give online at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And thanks for giving this Giving Tuesday, knowing your gift will be doubled as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope found in Jesus.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Third promise of God. God promises he will bless my work and my business if I learn to be generous. Not just my family, but also my business. Let me show you a couple of verses about this. Proverbs 3, verse 9 says this, honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income. We honor God by giving him the first part of all our income. That's called tithing. We'll talk about that later. But he says, then, that was the premise, here's the promise. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will overflow with the finest wines. Now, I doubt any of you have a barn to fill or vats to fill with the finest wine. But let's put this in a cultural context. In the Bible times, everybody was a farmer. Almost everybody was a farmer. So when you looked inside a person's barn and you looked inside their vats, that represented their business. It represented their investments. It represented their livelihood. And what God is saying here is if you learn to be generous, God says, I will bless your business. I will bless your work. I will bless your career. I will bless your investments. I will bless how you make a living. A verse that goes right along with that is Proverbs 11:25 that says, a generous man will prosper. Will prosper. A generous man will prosper. And he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Question. Those of you who have your own business or your own store or your own shop, do you want your career, your business to prosper? Well, of course you do. Do you want your business to be more profitable? Of course you do. Well, if you want God's help in your business, not just your family, but in your business, you have to fulfill the premise of his promise. And God says, the person who is generous will profit, will be blessed in what he does. Let me show you another verse here on the screen. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 10. I love this in the Message. It says this, give freely and give spontaneously. Okay, that's the premise. Don't have a stingy heart. The way you handle matters like this triggers God's blessing. Look at that on the screen. The way you handle matters, if you're generous with your money, you're not a stingy heart, it triggers God's blessing in everything you do, in all your work, that's your job, that's your business, and ventures. Some of you are venture capitalists. Some of you are serial entrepreneurs. Do you want God's blessing to be triggered in your work, in your ventures, in everything you do? Well, the Bible says generosity triggers God's blessing on your work. These are amazing promises. God says good will come to you, your kids will be blessed, and your work, your career, your job will be blessed. Generosity triggers God's blessing on your job. Let me give you a fourth promise. God's promises that if I learn to give like he does, I'll be happier. Now, everybody knows this except people with a stingy heart. You already know this already. Jesus said in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, Luke is talking here, and he says, remember the words of our Lord Jesus himself, who said, there is more happiness in giving than in receiving. You know, when I was a little kid, I honestly didn't believe that verse because I'd rather get Christmas gifts when I was a little kid than when I was older. I didn't want to give them. I wanted to get them. But that's a mark of maturity. And maturity comes when you realize that there's actually more happiness in giving than in receiving. So here's the fourth promise. If you learn to give generously, God says, you'll be happier. You'll be happier. You get your business blessed. You get your family blessed, your children blessed, and you get blessed. Good will come to your life. Number five, God promises that if I learn to give like he does generously, my influence will increase. My influence will increase. Here's another promise. Proverbs 11:24. The Message says this, the world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. If you want your world to get larger, learn to be generous. If you want your world to get smaller and more compact and harder heart and build walls around you, then just be a stingy person. But if you learn to be generous, the Bible says the more generous you are, the larger and larger your world will get. I could give a personal testimony about this one, how that God teaching me generosity in my life actually expanded my influence into areas I never, ever thought would be possible, into fields and into countries and around the world, simply because I was faithful in little things, then God gave me more, and I was faithful in that, and God gave me more, and I was generous with that, and more and more. And I could tell your personal, you a personal testimony that this promise is true. Your world expands the more generous you become. All right, number six. God promises that if I learn to give like he gives, and if I learn to be generous, I will end up giving. with more. This is part of the economy of God. Now, we don't give to get. I don't give to get a blessing. I actually give to be a blessing. But the truth is, you can't outgive God. And God plays this little game and says, let's see who can outgive the other person. You give to me and I'll give to you, and you give to other people and I'll give to you, and we'll see who wins. God says, I promise you, and he says this over and over and over in Scripture, that I will end up with more if I learn to be generous. Let me show you some verses. Luke 6, verse 38. These are the words of Jesus himself. Jesus says, give, and it will be given back to you. And notice, in full measure. You don't get a little back. You get it all back and more. It give, and it will be given back to you in full measure. God's going to make sure he outgives you. Given, it will be given to you in full measure, and what you receive will need to be pressed down and shaken together. What's that talking about? Well, let's say if you're getting grain and people are pouring grain in your sack and you've paid for a whole sack, you're going to shake it like this, and then you're going to press it down so you can get the maximum amount of grain or coins or anything else into that sack. And he's saying, God wants to give you so much, you have to press it down, you have to shake it together to make more room, because God wants to give you more than your sack can hold. He says, what you receive will need to be pressed down and shaken together, but it will still, notice, it will still run over and be poured into your lap. That makes me think of a lottery. It's just pouring in, it's pouring into your lap. And then he summarizes it. Jesus summarizes this way. The way you give to others is the way God will give to you. Whoa.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today, but first, today is Giving Tuesday. A very generous listener has pledged a matching grant to Daily Hope. That means anything you give will be matched up to $25,000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. You may not realize this, but today is National Giving Tuesday. You may have never even heard of this day or holiday, but it is the most important day of the year for people and ministries like Daily Hope who try to reach people all around the world and do good for people. On this day, your gift will matter more than any other day of the year. So if you've never been a regular giver of Daily Hope, would you consider giving something even just today? Here's the reason why. We have a generous supporter of Daily Hope who has said that they will match your Giving Tuesday gift today. There's a little urgency to this because if you give it tomorrow, it's not going to be on the matching, but today is Giving Tuesday, National Giving Tuesday. Now, as I've said many, many times, I only want you to give if you feel led to give by God. If God tells you to give, give. If you don't worry about it, and never give out of pressure. But giving out of pressure and giving out of urgency are two different things, and your gift will mean more today if you're able to do that. So can you take 5 minutes and go online to PastorRick.com and make a gift, knowing that on this particular day, everything you give will be doubled. It will be met by a matching gift. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for your prayers. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for your financial support. Thanks so much for the letters that you write to me. I love reading these letters. I love hearing from you. And as I've said many, many times, you are the reason we do this ministry.
Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope and have your Giving Tuesday gift matched up to $25,000. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. We'll say thanks by sending you the new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.